Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
He's by the Monkees, 1966, 464, 5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Wow.
Wow.
We went from Tom Petty yesterday to the Monkees today.
Wow. I'm telling you right now, the best part that with the what was the most unique thing that Jake just said?
I don't know.
Hey, we're the Monkees. Yeah. By the Monkees. They sang the song about themselves.
Yeah, they did.
Yep. About themselves. The Rolling Stones, about the Rolling Stones.
We're the Stones.
The Rolling, we're the Stones. Hey, we're the Stones. By the Rolling Stones. Jake. Oh,
that had to surprise you guys.
Incredible lyrics. Incredible lyrics. Well thought out. That had to take a long time to write.
I don't think so. No.
Your level of surprise seems high, like I was hoping it would be.
I don't even know. Yeah, I didn't even know. I just thought it was the intro to a show.
Well, it was.
It is.
Intro
That's
their
the
show.
Theme from the Monkees.
I had never heard the whole thing.
The Monkees was a band. They were a show, and they also sang a song about themselves.
I'm not sure I ever listened to it past Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees.
Oh, I did.
Do you wish you had? In the past,
Bill's gonna rate it.
Oh, I'll start. I'll lead up. That's walk up music to me every time. I mean, if you're walk up, also just hear, hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
I'd be freaked out.
Yeah. Well,
Jake. Bill did the snaps too.
The snaps. It was beautiful. It was a thing of. Thank you. That means a lot to me, Jake. So, real quick, this is a quick little thing. Halloween, about 1987. Halloween, 1987. We had the huge Halloween party at our house, the Stella House. We had our own fraternity.
Oh, Stella House.
The Stella House. We had our own
at
fraternity.
Wesley.
At Wesley. Our own fraternity house right across from the theater right there. And myself, Eric Gesfred, should be in the Hall of Fame.
Eric Gesfred.
Scott Schaefer and Mike Henderson. We went as the Monkees.
Oh, you did?
We were the Monkees. Absolutely. I don't think by looking at us, you could ever say we were the Monkees because nothing. No one would say, oh, you guys are the Monkees, right? There's no chance of that. But. And we played this song like 50 times that night. Yeah. Oh, it was incredible times. Better times. It's a 944 for me.
Better times.
944 for me.
Well, 1966 was better times.
Yes,
you were born
times.
That year.
Better times.
We were both born that year.
Better times.
I never listened to the song past Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees, I don't think. People say we monkey around, probably got to that. I'd never heard We're Just Trying to Be Friendly. I could get to 8. I'll go 8.0.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Ellie's going to like this a lot because she likes happy, upbeat songs. So I think she's going to be an 8.6 and her dad's going to be an 8.8.
6.2, okay. Ellie,
not bad.
And dad's an 8. Okay. Pretty solid scores, though.
Ellie, have you ever heard the song before?
She's heard the song.
Okay. She's an old soul.
Dad,
I can tell that.
Some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. We've got a 0 off the bat. That's from unnamed texture there. Sandmaster, 3.1 in KC. Rod and Lincoln's is 9.
Thank you.
Brett and Bertrand, 4. Triple H's dad, 6. Houston, 7.01.
Yeah. Houston.
Giltner, 2.1. Terrible, he says. Lyle and Omaha, 5. Hook Levis, 3.
Okay.
3. A little low for him. Jake and Hickman, 4.4. Tater says, this does nothing for me. Instantly turning it off, 1.2.
Tater.
Sanderson.
Instantly turning it off.
Sanderson says, nails on a chalkboard. Sorry, Jake, 3.4.
Oh, man, I love it.
Sandy.
The Monkees are great. Jake and Utica, 9. Yes. Thank you, Jake and Utica. Fricky and Lincoln says 1.3, not good. Ron, 4.5. Big Bird in Columbus, 9. Says better times.
Wow, it's pretty
better times.
Wide gulf on yeah. these.
They're definitely in the Hall of Fame, too. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Monkees would be in.
Now, Vern says, hey, it's the stool, 7.9. Hey,
okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Should do our own version
of
that.
We should have our own song.
That would be a great one to use. We could write it from that little beat. We could write one. Hey, we're the stool.
Gotta be careful on rights, all yeah. of that.
But. We've already got kicked off of Spotify.
Already in trouble.
We're off Spotify.
That's true.
Are we still off?
We're still off. We're still off Spotify. It's very touchy. I get a lot of texts about that. We're Spotify.
I get them every day, too, yeah. and tweets. Jennifer 9.5, Hubby 9. They say, oh my goodness, thank you, Jake, was the comment.
The household. That answers all questions.
Yeah, the household
right there in 9.
Wait a second, the household's in the 9s.
Both in the 9s.
Both in the 9s.
Buffet Sun, song is awful, and I refuse to rate it.
We just had 9s from the household.
Right. Yes. There's a big gulf between a lot of these scores.
Look, how about this back to back? My new work song, 8, yeah. followed by a negative 9.94.
It's a polarizing yes, song, exactly. apparently.
Apparently so.
Yes.
The song of the day. I'll go to YouTube real quick before you.
Bolt.
Let's see. I don't see Bolt. Genghis 5.0.
The Korn.
Troy.
Where's Bolt?
Where's Bolt at?
Bolt, where are you?
Casey says, what the hell? 3.2 on that one.
Incredible the difference.
Troy 4.8. Blackshirt Media 3.3.
No fives or sixes.
That's a lot.
Eights and nines and threes and twos.
Weird.
That's why it's questionable song of the day.
Yeah.
That's hit
Jake,
the,
you
that
nailed
hit
it.
Hit the bill.
Jake.
The song of the day, kid, is the theme from The Monkees by...
The Monkees,
1966.
That's the best part.
It's time
Better time.
For
say,
a
say it one more time, Jake.
Theme from The Monkees by The Monkees, 1966. Bill's Thrills, Bugaboo Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else... He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados, the grain marketing and crop insurance experts, the gurus. Check them out at gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com. It's Sip's favorite day of the week, which is Bugaboo Tuesday. What is bothering you today, Bill, on
Things
Bill's
that
Thrills?
Bother me, and I think this will resonate with Steve a lot. I don't think Jake lived this lifestyle, but myself and Steve did, and it's got me pretty worked up. I'm a little miffed, just to let you guys know.
Are you miffed?
I'm miffed. I really am. The evolution of air is my despair. Okay. The evolution of air is my despair. Me and Sipple,
incredible headline.
We used to wheel up to gas stations.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And there would be the air on the outside. It would be like a hissing hose. You could hear it hissing.
Nailing.
And it was so powerful. Jake, it could blow your tire off of your bike in 4 seconds. When that baby hit, when the contact was made, also, Jake, during this time, me and Sipple would pull up with our cars. And we would fill our tires with no idea what the pressure was.
None.
No tire gauge.
No tire gauge. No anything.
Just a feel.
Just a feel. Just to look. Just kind of look at it. And just there. Now you can't. You don't know what it is. That's how you filled your tire, and you thought nothing of it. You just rear tire's a little low. Oh, hang on. Boop, and that thing would go, and you
kind of pat it.
Kind of pat. Yeah, you kind of grab a little bit.
That feels good.
That feels good. Exactly. And the tire, if you hung in there a little bit, the number of times I heard this. Boom! As the tire just blew off of the deal. Because it was, Jake, it was
so
powerful.
Fast.
This is incredible.
And all it was a hose on the outside of a gas station. It would hiss at all times.
You could hear the hissing.
You could hear the hissing. Also, they didn't put it away at night because someone might need air during the at midnight.
Never went away.
Never went away. Never went away. Then it moved on to when you went to do it. Now it had a gauge. Now it had a little pop-out thing. The thing you put on there, and when you pulled it off, it go poop, and it pop out. Oh, you're at 30, you're at 28, you're at 34, whatever it is. The job. Little pop-out gauge. It was incredible. Good incredible. Job. Gigi had a low tire. I drove her to a station.
Uh-oh.
Now it's slide your card. Pay cash.
For air.
There's no free air.
It is.
There's no free pay. You, and then that's to start the generator for it to start to warm up. And you and I went to put air in. It's like, it was no boom. Oh, it was.
Do that when it's 12 below.
Oh, yeah. Do it. Yeah.
Try slide your car.
Try doing your outside.
Slow pressure.
Slow pressure. And then it reads mechanically, and it reads electronically on there. It took us forever. And you had to pay for it. We're paying for air. We're paying for air. I had to slide my card.
Did you really know how much you're paying? That was the thing I was worried about.
I have no idea. No, it could be $30.
Right.
You have no idea. It doesn't say it's going to cost you $1.
This is one of the best bugaboos you've ever
and
done.
And I'm losing my mind. And I know there's still places with free air, but for the most part, 90% of the places is charged air.
You need to drive around a little bit.
Yeah, there's a few. You have to drive.
It's your best one.
And you know where the free air is at. Like even
right, you do.
Gigi said, hey, there's free air on this place over here. She knew where it was at. But then I was like, her tire was so low, I couldn't risk it. And seeing me, by the way, it was when it was raining. It was raining. I'm standing outside.
In the rain,
trying to get my card swiped.
Yep.
And be able to get it done. When you pull up, and that first, boom, and it was just, we had no gauge, no anything, and we did our tires with it also.
Can we just go to 8 o'clock on this? This is beautiful. It's beautiful that Gigi knows where the free air is.
She goes, hey, there's one over on 84.
She knows where the free air is.
And
good job, Gigi.
But for the most part now, it's 90% pay.
I know.
It's 90% pay.
I think
Hy-Vee
might be free still. No?
I don't think so.
That's changed in the last few months.
Over here on
then?
O Street?
That's changed.
No, I don't think it's changed. I think it's pay.
In the past, you could do it for free.
Okay, maybe
this has been a couple
right.
years. I haven't checked for a while.
Jake, if you'd have grown up, what it was like to pull up to a station with your bike or your car and have that. And then it was all wrapped. It was usually kind of an old oily looking, kind of all wrapped around there when you got that baby. And when you connected, it was just powerful. It was so powerful.
You worried about losing an eye.
You did. It was like,
I'd always look away.
It was so powerful.
If there's shrapnel, I just want it to hit my cheek. I don't want my eye to be lost.
I was with Steve Treadway one time in Fullerton, and I just saw us blow his tire right off of his bike. Just blow his tire right off his bike.
This is beautiful. Because I had an occurrence this winter. You know when it's like, when it's 12 below, your tires just go low.
Yeah.
And, one was showing like 26. Yeah. And I tried to swipe the card at a place, and I didn't know what was going on. Yeah,
I didn't either. It could have been $40,
right.
and then they had to press the and then also hear the compressor start to build up pressure. The pressure was built up in the filling stations. It was already ready to go.
We have a lot of response to people that actually say that right now there are some places that do have free
air.
There are. We agreed with that. We're never pushing back.
Yeah. Apparently, Ustop.
This
was free
a little.
Air.
This is also. This was also a little bit more of just.
I'm just reading that's not me. The texture
a little bit
apparently.
Also, it's a little bit of nostalgia, Jake.
It is. But
of growing up with air.
No one has the same pressure you're talking about right now.
No, nothing.
You can hear
close.
The hiss always.
Sometimes you would have the air right at the gas pumps.
Yes.
Sometimes it's connect, but it would be sometimes connected to the building.
Yeah.
The one at the gas pumps were Regal. That was amazing. You'd run over. Some people would run over it though, and it'd be broke for a while. Anyway,
I can still see what that device looked like. Oh, it was incredible.
The pressure was
the
so
pressure.
High.
Boom. God. But you would, Jake. You'd fill your tire up on your car with no knowledge of what the pressure was.
It might have been
46. Might have been 40. In 46, it might have been 20. You had no idea.
So I never had that. I definitely filled up my tire, but I could tell with the tire gauge the pressure. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't go with the.
We had to do it.
The feel. It's good.
Yeah. And the best part is like the feel. You'd kind of push on your tire in your car. Like,
I think it's all right.
Then just take off. You're fine. Better times.
Way better times.
Texas, preach. I boycott places that charge for air.
Well, sometimes you got to do it, but I don't mind the coin thing as much. If I have to put in 75 cents, it's not the end of the world. But
the card, you don't know.
Not the
I
card.
Think they might have just got me for $100.
Oh, Bill, Triple H's dad says there's a Cenex in Beatrice that will blow your tire off easily. Come on down. Come see them. Live the better times in Beatrice.
I would love to be there.
Better times in Beatrice.
Why is Bill
Where's
here?
The hiss at?
He drove down to Beatrice.
You want
to
hear the hiss in the air?
Ah, here, just sit there. I had to just pull out a lawn chair and sit there right next to it. Just all day, just sip on some sweet tea. Sip on some sweet tea this year.
What's Bush doing down there? Listening to the air. Wants to hear the air.
It's so beautiful.
He's helping people fill up their tires.
Come on over.
Careful with that one.
Careful with that one.
Bill, the headline again, please.
This might be your best one.
The evolution of air. It's my despair.
You know where the free ones are. Or you know where the free ones are. You do.
People know. People know where they're at.
The case is over this bridge over here. Yep. Free. Yeah. On the side of the building.
That is the wonderful Bugaboo Tuesday and Bill's Thrills. Hour two next. Update on Charmar Brown next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.